Although Felix Mielicke had an educational background in archaeology, his academic interests were versatile. Immediately after founding the City Museum in 1882, Mielicke began to think about other departments. The Natural History Collection was formed at the beginning of the 20th century. According to the preserved data, it was intensely collected between 1906 and 1910. Mielicke accepted his advisor's suggestions from Timisoara and Budapest and gathered the best naturalists in that part of Europe. Botanists Jené Bernácky and Alfred Bernácky, paleontologists and famous volcanologist Rudolf Mielicke, Felix Mielicke's son, and ornithologist Dionys Lintia. The first objects, or fossilized pieces of paleoflora and paleofauna, were deposited in the museum at the end of the 19th century. The largest part of the collection comes from the Romanian region of South Banat, then Austria-Hungary, which also included Vojvodina, the Almaske Mountains, the Banat Ore Mountains, and the banks of the Danube. A smaller part of the collection comes from the Serbian part of South Banat, Jablanka, Kuštilj, Bela Crkva, Dubovac, and Vršac. More interesting pieces include the lower animal forms of snail ammonites, shells, and paleobotanical prints whose age reaches the Carboniferous era, or 359 million years ago. The paleontological material consists of a large number of mammoth bones, including two whole lower jaws. The ornithological collection, as the most complete and, at the same time, the most important collection, has 175 taxidermied mounts, all exceptionally well preserved. The collection consists of 107 species of birds. It is almost a century old and now serves as comparative material. The result of the comparison with modern data shows the state of the ornithofauna in this area, which was impacted by humankind's influence on the natural environment, including melioration operations, chemical treatment of agricultural land, draining of swamps, and other habitat loss. Excellent taxidermists and bird connoisseurs worked on the collection: Anton Schwabel, Peter Koschel, and Jula Fischer. The collection was managed by Dionys Lintia, then a professor in Timisoara and later the head of the ornithological department of the Timisoara Banat Museum. The Vršac and Timisoara ornithological collections can be viewed as one whole because they were created in the same period. The two collections are mainly from the same area, systematized by the same manager and taxidermists. A large part of the best specimens of birds went to Timisoara. K. Linhart and A. Litahorsky, excellent bird connoisseurs, worked in Bela Crkva, an internal area of the Vršac Museum. It is only known that as collaborators of the Budapest Museum, they were obligated to send a certain number of taxidermied mounts. The collection contains rare specimens of birds that can no longer be found in this area, including Eurasian griffin vultures, white-tailed eagles, Eastern imperial eagles, golden eagles, common kestrels, saker falcons, Ural owls, Eurasian eagle owls, great bustards, and many others. The mammal collection is considerably smaller, but with its own excellent specimens. They represent the typical fauna of southern Banat. On a European scale, it is little known that two larger wolf populations lived in such a small area. Both locations are known for their specific features: Vršac Mountains and Deli Blato Sands. The collection contains dozens of specimens of 11 species, including wolves, wildcats, ferrets, European pine martens, badgers, lesser blind mole rats, and others.